Crisis Audio presents the complete Edgar Rice Burroughs collection. Fully authorized by Edgar Rice Burroughs Incorporated.
Victory Harbin, Fires of Halos, by Christopher Paul Carey. Including the bonus novelette, Beyond the Farthest Star, Rescue on Xandar, by Mike Wolfer. Read for you by Jamie Draper. From The Ghostly Script, an unpublished novel fragment by Edgar Rice Burroughs. As I rose to my feet and looked about, I experienced my first startling surprise from the heavens, where hung three great suns, a large sun and two lesser. No wonder, then, that the air was warm. Immediately, I conjectured that I had been transported to some far distant solar system. But no, such is not the case. I wonder if I can elucidate the seeming miracle, which to us is no miracle at all. There are in reality neither time nor space nor matter. There is a center. Just what that center is, we do not pretend to know. We do not even declare that it is a center. On the contrary, it may as easily be an all-inclusive whole. The angle of incidence theory rather tends to the latter conception, but it is easier to reason from a center than from the periphery of a vague and infinite whole. Be that as it may, the fact remains, unquestioned and unquestionable, that there emanates from this center outward or from the whole inward toward the center, fluctuations with varying angles of divergence or incidence, as you will. Only fluctuations of the same angle are consciously tetaculant. In other words, the fluctuations that are you or your trees or your mountains, your sun, your moon, your earth, are identical in angle, differing only in form, frequency, and speed. And because they are identical in angle, you are sensible of them. Shining in your same heavens are my three suns, but you cannot see them, nor can I see yours, nor can we see the same trees or mountains or rivers. Where runs a river for you stretches, mayhap, a sandy desert for me. Where your oceans rise and fall, rise our stately cities, perhaps. Victory Harbin, Fires of Halos, from Edgar Rice Burroughs' Universe series. Foreword.
Well, now that's better.
I looked up from my office desk, startled by the unfamiliar voice. Before me stood a young woman I had never seen before, slim, athletic, of average height, wearing what at first glance I took to be a black form-fitting cycling outfit, with a purple sequin stripe that ran down each side. Her complexion was a rich umber, her nose and upper cheeks accented with a hint of freckles. She had her mass of dark auburn hair tied back in a ponytail, the loose locks of which hung down before strikingly violet eyes. Excuse me, I managed, not knowing what else to say, especially as my gaze fell upon the wide circle of silver metal that ringed her neck and was attached to her jumpsuit, much in the same manner as the grooved fitting for an old-fashioned deep-sea diver's helmet, or perhaps the helmet of an astronaut. "I barely recognize Tarzana," the woman said. "But this office looks the same as ever. Well..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?